Coach, can you just start off with some thoughts and observations from the bench for the first time out, again, you know, getting some competition and, you know, kind of what stood out to you?
Well, I can do it from the press box because I wasn't on the bench tonight.
Okay.
That's probably why the guys did so well. but I can, I there are some things I really liked. And then some things we've really got to work on that we got away with. We were very fortunate. They could have scored a couple goals early where I just thought the bounce of the puck went our way. And I think our defensemen, especially the young kids, we've got to work on. What it appears to me they were doing is they would see an option and then look to see what their second way. Do I have a better option? No. Okay. Then he would go back to the first option and it was gone. And it's just going to be, it'll be even more like that when we get in, into a league play and then, playing RPI next weekend. We're not going to be able to buy it. We got to take the option that's there and not continue to look for other things until we skate ourselves in trouble. And I thought early on, C.J. Mott made some really great saves. I mean, we could have been down, 2-0 early. And then, offensively, I thought we scored a lot of nice goals in transition. I don't know that we had any really good sustained play in their end of the rink as much as we were scoring in line rushes, which is great, but we're going to have to find other ways to score. I mean, I don't know that we're going to be able to generate that much offense on line rushes. I thought we did a poor job of hitting the net in our shots tonight. We had a lot of opportunities where we shot wide. I did think Justin DeMartino was a positive step for him, and probably a confidence boost for him, a guy that's really kind of toiled for 2 years, and hopefully that's a sign of good things to come. I did think our freshman forwards played very well. I thought Kletcher was good. I thought Babinski was good. I thought Robertson was good. I really liked all of those guys tonight. They haven't really stood out that much in the little bit of practice we've had, but, I thought they all played well tonight.
Can you just give me thoughts on, the defense back there? You were a little bit concerned about the youth and the lack of experience that you have back there. Some of your observations on how they perform.
Okay, I would give them about a C right now on tonight's performance. And it's not, I don't want to, but there was mistakes made that our goaltenders erased. And I would just give them okay. Now, the nice thing for us is Arnaz only played a period. We didn't play Binkley at all tonight. So we had four of the six defensemen that played in the second, third were freshmen. I did think, it looked to me like Ansomini was pretty comfortable out there. I didn't really notice O'Rourke one way or the other, which is a real positive probably. I thought at times Connor Schmidt, he played well. He made a great feed, if you remember, to send DeMartino on the breakaway. That was just a great pass. But I thought at times he overcomplicated the game by trying to do too much with the puck instead of just making simple plays. But good first start, but some of the mistakes we made, I think, inevitably are going to end up in the back of our net if we don't tighten up. And you know what? We caught a bit of a break. Don't forget, these guys played last night up in the Sioux, and now they turn around and played 3 o'clock this afternoon. And I think as the game wore on, I'm sure they became more tired.
Any, combinations of players or line combinations that you saw kind of clicking out there that stood out as positive for you or, anything like that?
Well, I thought the line of Bonus, Ouellette and Garrett, I liked that line, but that's pretty obvious I was going to like it, but I did like that line. Other than that, I didn't mind in spurts. I liked the line of Panetta with Buzzio and Kletcha on the right side, and I thought that was a really fast line. I thought they really played at a high rate of speed, and so that was pretty good. But not enough. I don't think I fell in love with anything enough to say, hey, this is what we're going to do moving forward. I don't. Except for the fact that I'd like to leave that one line. I'd like to have a line that late in the game with a one-goal lead, 30 seconds to go, we could roll. And that would be a line, of Ouellette's line as it was tonight. Now, we'll see about Matt Kurzinger. He hurt his wrist, so we'll see where that goes. But that might be kind of serious.
Where do you think some of the guys that didn't play tonight are going to fit in the rest of the season, like Kane and Binkley?
Yeah, they'll play. I mean, Binkley, I just didn't play him because I didn't want him to get hurt. I knew what he could do. I wasn't even going to play his Arnauzen, but he really, really wanted to give that knee a test. And against my better judgment, I let him play just for one period. But we didn't need to see him. We really needed to see the young kids. Kane nursing a bit of a back spasms. That's why he didn't play. Schluter is nursing a sore wrist. That's why he didn't play. But both of them should be good to go. I'm thinking this next weekend. I mean, those guys were top nine forwards first a year ago, and they're going to be top nine again. I mean, they're going to play. The nice thing is I thought the freshmen played well enough that if, you know, Kurzinger's going to be out for an extended period of time or Kane's back doesn't come back really quick, I feel really comfortable addressing those freshmen. Now, would I rather, you know, I'd like to get some more of our veterans in there, but I thought those kids played really well tonight.
Can you clarify how Alexander could get a face wash or a face masking penalty when Canadian universities do not have face masks?
You know what? I didn't see the whole thing. At that point, I think I went down and started writing some notes. I didn't even know there was a skirmish going at all. And then by the time I looked up, it was already over, so it couldn't have been that bad. Yeah. So I don't know. I didn't see. But, you know, I think it's a game misconduct, right?
Yeah.
So he'll be able to play. You know, if anything, it just freed up more room for the young kids to play more. I was happy with that. So,
anything in particular that you're going to be focusing on this week leading the regular season opener that you guys got to work on?
We have not worked once on the power play. Not one time. I would like to do that. We got more work to do on our penalty killing. I mean, pretty much we've got to work on everything. I mean, really. But special teams we have neglected. We just haven't had any time on the ice with the kids because of the NCAA rules. So, I mean, we're leaving Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, so it's a short week. So we're not going to get as much prep practice time as I'd like. You know, ideally in the future we'll schedule, we should try to schedule right after this weekend at home the following weekend so we can get the full week of practice in. Yeah. That would be the ideal situation because I feel as though...
Now we have to leave Wednesday.
We leave Wednesday, we're going to miss a day's practice. And we're giving the guys off tomorrow because we got to give one day off a week. So, I mean, we'll practice Thursday, but it's a wasted practice. We're going to get right off the bus and skate.
All right, thanks, Coach.